You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Freddie and Harry Podcast on ESPN Radio.
All the things we say on the best show on your radio. He is Harry Douglas and Freddie Coleman together on Freddie and Harry. Why did I say that? Presented by Progressive Insurance on the ESPN app. Says exit channel 80. Don't forget about us and tune in. Always tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. Harry's just weak right now.
Freddie, why did I forget about that part? Why? Until I just heard it just now. Why? I would be your daddy.
I thought for sure when I said that, that would be like catnip for you. So I'm really surprised that you didn't like lean into it like you normally would.
I forgot all about that part of the interview.
But Terry Arnold was so good as, like I said, he just turned 21 years of age, and having that kind of worldliness about him, past and present, says a lot about him. Someone who's drafting that kid, believe me, they're getting a terrific football player and even better person. Like Devin King, one of our producers, said, oh, he's winning rookie skit night. When they have that during camp, he's winning that one.
And listen, that is a real thing. Where the rookies have to get up in front of every team and rap a song, sing a song. I remember we had Julio.
Okay.
Y'all remember the artist, Mr. Big?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Take it to trial. Oh, man. He got up and rapped that whole song, man. We were so live and lit in that team meeting room.
Okay. So what was your skit night?
I'm trying to remember what did I think I may have done some Michael Jackson.
Okay, I could picture you doing that.
If I'm not mistaken.
I could definitely picture you doing that.
But if you don't do well, Dev.
They
like,
clown you.
Listen, they throw bottles, Gatorades at you.
Whoa.
And then you have to come back and redo it.
Aggressive?
Oh, yeah.
Just a little aggressive?
They boo you. They ask you how much you your signing bonus. We don't give a damn. Shut up and sing.
Wow. I'm glad I was never part of an NFL locker room. I have to deal with that kind of nonsense as far as that goes. But Devin Cain had his skit night moment. If you missed it last hour, for those who don't know, Devin Cain, one of our producers, along with Shannon Penn, we're the Four Horsemen, as the show unit is called. And among the Four Horsemen, we had a bet during the NCAA tournament that whoever had the worst bracket would have to do at least 3 minutes of stand-up. Now, Shannon Penn was number one. Harry Douglas, number two. Yours truly, Freddie Coleman, was number three, which meant that Devin Cain finished in the fourth position, which is leading Harry Douglas to laugh already. Why are you laughing so much right now, as far as that goes?
In the fourth position. A.K.A. bottom feeder.
Yeah, he was a bottom feeder at that standpoint. But he was able to get to the top because his stand-up comedy routine was not Boss, B-O-S-S. It was Bawse, B-A-W-S-E. If you didn't hear it last hour, you get a chance to hear it. And believe me, Devin Cain is not going to let you down. Devin Cain, ladies and gentlemen, Devin Cain.
Thank you.
Devin
Cain. Go, Devin, go.
Time start already? All right, here we go.
I'll start it right now.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate you allowing me this platform.
Okay.
To tell some jokes at your expense today. My goal by the end of this is for you all to regret this decision very much. I think you will. This is my first time doing anything like this, so I hope it really goes well. All right, enough about me. Let's get to the stars of the show. I never thought in my life I would get introduced doing anything by the one, the only, Freddie Coleman. Give it up for Freddie, everyone. Give it up for Freddie!
Hello, baby Freddie!
I call him the voice. How long have you been in the game, Freddie? 20, 25 years now?
Give or take a lie or two.
When Freddie first started at ESPN, this place was just called ES. I was actually looking it up, and I saw that when you first got started, Freddie, they had just transitioned to AM/FM.
Oh, wow.
Do you know what they transitioned from?
What?
BCAD. That's a long time ago, let me tell you. Seriously, though, your longevity in this business is truly admirable. I've only been doing this for about 30 seconds or so, and my stand-up career is already like your radio career. Slow to develop and not for everyone.
Oh, ouch.
Oh, ouch. Damn.
But,
Brother, damn.
Well, let's get back to that voice you have, Freddie.
Okay, I'm afraid
those
now.
Pipes. In case you're a first-time listener, you can hear things like this from Freddie on a pretty regular basis.
You need Kiki Jefferson to go nut. You need her to go nut. That's what you need.
In case you missed that, here it is again.
You need Kiki Jefferson to go nut. You need her to go nut. That's what you need.
I mean, Freddie, modern day Vince Scully with that piece of audio. Just incredible. Here's a 20, 25 more years, Freddie. Give him a round of applause again.
I got tears in my eyes. Well done.
Now let's get to the guy who steers the ship.
Okay.
Forget that most of the time he's steering us right into a cliff. He tries his best. He really does. Shannon Penn, give it up.
Shannon!
For our first-time listeners whose first experience with this show is this segment, first of all, I'm very sorry. Second of all, I think it's important to point out that Shannon is actually a guy, which is that what we say on the show, too. He's not the guy. He's just a guy, but that's what we love about him, that he shows up sometimes. He shows up sometimes. I guess my stand-up career is like Shannon's producing career. Never really get off the ground.
Ouch. Savage.
You cut me, Shrek. You cut me real.
The listeners are actually lucky that Shan didn't lose the bracket challenge because we all would have been subjected to awful Dak jokes. Waka waka, right, Shannon? Hey, Shannon, keep leading us into the abyss. We'll have our life jackets on ready to jump overboard. Listen, in case you're listening to this, wanting me to play more clips of Freddie Coleman, your wish is my command.
Oh, no. I don't like banging on a guy. Oh, stop it, you guys.
Freddie, Marconi would be so proud of you.
And I knew him personally.
Last but certainly not least.
Oh, boy.
Damn.
My guy, Harry Douglas. Now, Freddie, Shannon, and myself, we're all located in Bristol, Connecticut, but we very, very rarely see Harry, and that makes us sad. ESPN sends this guy all over the place, New York, College Game Day, UFL sites, the NFL draft, but he can't seem to locate Bristol. Much like he couldn't locate the end zone during his playing days.
You dirty dog, you.
Oh, listen, I didn't want to do that, but I had to. I am to comics what Harry was to a wide receiver room.
Uh-huh.
A great third option.
Oh,
damn.
But that's besides the point.
Ouch.
Harry would be the first to tell you that football is a game of inches. In fact, Harry talks about stuff like that on the show frequently.
Mine is like 2.5, 3 inches long.
Wow, thank you. Thank you so much for letting us know that, Harry. Appreciate you. Finally, I would like to end this trauma with a toast to Freddie and Harry. Seriously, guys, I really like both of you. Do you know how rare that is in this business? I've worked with a lot of talent in my years here, but you guys are the best, and in fact, the only ones still employed.
Oh.
Wow. In this moment, I just put together that maybe I'm the problem here. No, really, working with you guys here is like a tray of Christine Lisi's brownies.
Oh, nice.
Sweet and full of nuts.
There we go.
Thank you for your time.
That's in case you missed it over an hour ago. Devin may have lost the NCAA tournament bracket challenge bet, but he clearly won the room. He's supposed to do at least 3 minutes. He did 4.5 minutes, and Harry Douglas, our man Devin Kane, knocked it out, no doubt.
It was better even the second time we heard it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we're not in the moment anymore.
You knocked it out, bro.
Yeah, you really
You
did.
Knocked it out the park for real.
I appreciate it. I'm still laughing at one of the jokes. Shannon's like, ooh. Like, he wasn't even laughing.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness. Easy E, one of our favorites. Eric in New York wants to win a Devin Kane, who did a fantastic job. He may have lost the NCAA tournament bracket bet, but he definitely won over everybody. Eazy-E's got something to say about that at 888-729-3776. Eric, what you got, my man?
What's up, fellas? Man, the electric circus is on fire tonight. Wow, man. Freddie, Harry, always good to talk to you. Shannon, man. Okay, but my man Devin, man, you killed it, man.
You killed it.
That was awesome, man. I'm so proud and happy for you, man. And you were acting like all shy and, you know, nervous, like you wasn't like, yeah, I knew you had this. But let me say this, man. That's the beauty of this show. It goes beyond sports. You talk about so many different topics. You have such great interviews. Like that young brother today, oh, my God.
And Terry that Arnold,
was just
yeah.
Great, man. So just Freddie, Harry, Devin, Shannon, Four Horsemen, I tip my hat to you guys. It's just, it's just such a pleasure. Thank you for letting me, you know, be a small part of it, man. Just thank you so much. And again, Devin, you're on fire, brother. Keep going.
Appreciate you.
Hey, by the way, we stand on your shoulders, Eric. This show's not us without guys like people like you, my friend. You make our whole show. No doubt
I
about
agree.
That. No doubt about that. One of our other favorites, Roy the truck driver, always keeps you better leave Roy alone. I'm sure he's got something to say about Devin, his stand-up routine. Roy the truck driver, my friend, what do you have? You're already laughing, so that's good.
I told you, Devin, don't you make me come to Connecticut, doggone. I told you about that. Look, that was hilarious. Oh, my Lord. Look, I was getting unloaded while you guys were going to do that, and I forgot about it. I'm like, oh, crap. I completely missed it. So, man, thank you for redoing that, because I've got tears in my eye driving around the loop up here around Dallas. I'm like, man, you about killing me. But you know what, Devin? You did fantastic, man. And you waiting to do Harry at the last was, man, some of that stuff I never heard of. But, man, you are killing me with some of them little clips you're playing. Y'all got to watch what you say, because Devin's going to record it.
He's right about that. Let me just say, I played three clips.
Uh-huh.
I got 10 more in the hopper.
Only 10?
I mean, yeah, 10 good ones. Oh, 10 I can play on the
but
air.
But that's the funny part about the show, because man, we have so much. Dev, you played some of them the other day.
Oh, my God.
And, man, my stomach was hurting so bad, I was in tears over here laughing.
See, that's what happens when we have our isms or our setbacks. Yep. When it comes to vocally, we know that no matter what, especially on the app, the ESPN app, hit the Freddie and Harry podcast so you can download anything you want. You can listen to shows that you miss, and definitely a Devin Kane's standard routine. So go to ESPNradio.com, the ESPN app. Click on Freddie and Harry, and anything you miss with our shows Monday through Friday from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern time, they're all right there for YOU. Steal the Wine in Georgia. Thanks for hitting us up on Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app at 888-729-3776. Steal the Wine. What do you got to say about Devin Kane's standard routine, my friend?
Hey, man, I'm going to start calling him Hidden Gems, man, because that's some talent that you didn't know the man had. He put it out there, and I'm going to tell you something. He got y'all on the knees, man. He cut y'all down. But it was funny, it was hilarious, and all I got to say is, man, I don't mean to hurt nobody. Feeling, I'm just going to tell it like it is, and you know this, and you know this. Y'all got the best show on the radio, and you guys do better than anybody else. I ain't trying to hurt nobody, but hey, you guys number one.
Now, still a one. He don't have me on my damn knees. No, he don't. Now, I may have been laughing, but he ain't got me on my knees.
Just can't let it go, can you?
Nope. That's the beauty of the show.
just couldn't leave it alone, could you? If people could have seen the look on your face when Steele Watson, I was like, oh, wait a minute now.
Whoa.
Just like that, we have another clip.
There we go. The gift that keeps on giving. As far as that goes, one of our new favorites, Frosty in New Jersey. Frosty, our man Devin King, we believe he knocked it out for a 4.5-minute stand-up set that we replayed earlier this hour. Frosty, what do you got to say, my friend?
Fellas, I was going to tell you yesterday you should have had it sponsored by Progressive, who can bundle everything except the train wreck that's about to happen.
Wow.
But he knocked it out of the park. Home run. Devin, congratulations. I cannot wait for you to lose again next year.
Well, normally people don't root for people to lose unless somebody don't like it. Like, that was so good. Please, Devin, lose again next year so you give us a repeat of what you gave earlier today.
I think we need to get a repeat, Dev.
Yeah.
You got to try to lose next year.
So we're basically saying that Devin has to literally tank his bracket.
Yes.
For everybody else's happiness.
Should be a yearly thing. But see, now you know you have a year to prepare for this too? Oh my goodness.
So,
it's gonna be even better.
But here's the thing, I know Shannon was doing the waka waka dad jokes.
Yeah.
I think if Shannon actually, you know, put some time in, I think it'd be hilarious.
I think it would be too. Yeah, because Shannon has that quick sense of humor. Yes, he does.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Tuna. Tuna who?
You can tune a piano, but you can't tune a fish.
It's the voice, bro.
Exactly.
It's the voice.
That made the whole thing.
Waka, waka, waka.
It's the voice.
It's part of his charm and his delivery as far as that goes. Cal in Wisconsin, not Wisconsin in Cal. Cal, what you got to say about our man Devin Kane and the great stand-up comedy routine he did earlier that we replayed from last hour?
Well, I think Harry's got a new nickname because of this whole thing.
What's the new nickname?
The Harry Third Option Douglas.
I didn't hear him. Harry what?
Harry Third Option Douglas.
Oh, third. technically, I was the fifth, honestly.
So who I know Roddy White, Julio Jones.
Julio Jones, okay. Tony Gonzalez.
Tony Gonzalez. So who's the fourth?
But with all those pass catchers, right, we were a run-first team. So Michael Turner.
Michael Turner, yes. I think that kind of been like maybe 4A and 4B between you and Michael Turner.
Oh, no, no, no. Oh, Michael no. T went to the Pro Bowl. Mike T was getting his carries. I promise you that. I used to be like, damn, we not going to 2 minute or no huddle yet?
Michael Turner's like, simmer down, Harry. Simmer down. You're not taking food off my plate or the football out of my hands. Uh-uh. Jason, Tennessee, what do you guys say about Devin Kane, our associate producer, and the great stand-up comedy routine that we replayed earlier this hour?
Oh, man, it was great, man. I think the next King comedy right there, man.
Nice. I love that.
Oh, my goodness, man. I can't believe them come-ups he was coming with. And then, Freddie, do you be listening to TNT, man? Or you be doing the same thing with Charles Barkley, banging guys?
Let me say, Trace and Tennessee, that was not terrible, what you just had to say.
I mean, you seen him down low. He was just banging him and just banging him and just banging him.
I don't like banging on a guy. Stop it, you guys.
You couldn't believe a human being that thick and not that tall could do that.
That's what Charles Barkley was able to do.
That's what had you weak early when I took.
It had
today,
me lost, Freddie. I was weak.
About Zion Williamson comparing him to Charles Barkley.
I was like, yeah, they're the same size. Yeah.
They are thickly built guys. There, you feel better? No, of course not. Of course
not. Doubling down.
Ain't doubling down. We know what Freddie like.
No. Mm-mm. Oh, no.
Put it in reverse, Terry.
Put it in reverse, Terry.
Yeah, y'all need to put that in reverse. We're not letting that get out there.
Oh,
be a potential
Terry.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord. Has anybody seen a leprechaun say yay?
Yay!
Yeah,
yeah.
Taco in Houston, my friend. Our man Devin Kane, our associate producer. We believe he knocked it out with his 4.5 minute stand-up comedy routine after losing the NCAA bracket bet. That's what the loser had to do. Taco, what do you got to say, my man?
Man, Dev, you killed it. No diddy, man. I was in a welding shop at work. I'm just over there busting out laughing, and my supervisor, he's like, hey, man, what's funny? I'm like, hey, this dude over here got me rolling right here.
I love that. People at work, people in the car with their mates, somebody refusing phone calls from their wife 14 times. Devin won the day, no question about that. He won the week. Let's just give him the week award.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Shay Shay better take you out for a nice steak dinner. I know that.
I deserve it.
Yes, you do.
We have to do that. Have, like, you know, the winner of the week, the Freddie and Harry winner of the week. We have this. Our first winner is Devin Kane.
Yeah, but we're going up when I come. Well, I'm finally finding myself to Bristol.
You're welcome.
Next week.
Well done, Magellan.
next Wednesday. Uh-huh. Okay. We're gonna go out to dinner, y'all.
Yes, we are.
Eat us some nice steakums and stuff like that.
Steakums. Where you taking us to? 7-Eleven.
We're going to get some steakums.
No, steak.
I call them
steakums. You call them steakums, that's the thing I found in my freezer when I was 8 years of age. And my mom
No. I just call them steakums.
Okay, just want to make
sure. Y'all know how I eat.
I know how you eat. I just want to make
sure. It's them thick steaks. not them fit players.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew there was no doubt about that. Our man Devin Kane, his comedy tour that will be coming to a town near you soon. That's going to be a hot ticket. By the way, hot ticket is brought to you by Vivid Seats. They are the official ticketing partner of ESPN. So get great deals on the hottest tickets so you can experience that live. We got two more playing games tonight that you will experience live. You got Chicago and the Atlanta Hawks taking on each other in the second game in ESPN at 9:30 Eastern time, but game one involving the Philadelphia 76ers and the Miami Heat at 7 o'clock Eastern time on ESPN. Joel Embiid has been that dude ever since he came back from injury. How much of that dude he need to be to make sure that Jimmy Buckets doesn't force him to play on Friday night? That's next on Freddie and Harry, and this is ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
The Freddie and Harry Podcast.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
On the Wednesday Groove-a-thon, known as Freddie and Harry, presented by Progressive Insurance with Harry Douglas and Freddie Coleman. Thanks for joining us on SiriusXM Channel 80, as well as tune in. And don't forget to tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. By the way, you can save when you bundle auto, home, or motorcycle insurance. Visit Progressive.com and do yourself a favor. Oh, I can't wait to hear Harry Douglas has to say about his Atlanta Hawks taking on Chicago Bulls, part of play-in Wednesday Eastern Conference style. The first game is 7 o'clock Eastern time involving Philadelphia, Miami, and also right after that, 30 minutes after that, also on ESPN, the Atlanta Hawks in Chicago taking on the Bulls. That if the Hawks don't win, could it be the last game for Trae Young in a Hawks uniform? Well, I ask Harry about that since that is his team in about 5 minutes. But Joel Embiid, he wanted to worry about Terry Rozier, who's not playing for the Miami Heat, out with an injury. Joel Embiid has been terrific since coming back from his injury situation that kept him out close to 2 months out of a Philadelphia 76ers uniform. He's about to face his main boon coon when it comes to Jimmy Butler and that Heat culture. Not a one and done. The loser will play on Friday. The winner gets the seventh seed where they'll take on my New York Knicks. So if I ask Harry Douglas, what does he need to see from Joel Embiid to make sure they have to play on Friday, Harry, what is that?
I think it's easy, Freddie, to be the best player on the court. Point blank, period. Domination inside. You're going against Bam Adebayo. Both of you guys are going to be on the Olympic team?
Olympic team, yes.
Both of you guys are going to be on the Olympic team. Yeah. But you were the MVP of the league last year for a reason. And I understand that you had an injury that set you back a little bit, but now you're back. And this is a moment where you don't need to leave any doubt in anybody's mind, not even your own, but also, you know, have your team having to play another basketball game in order to make the playoffs. You have a grand opportunity right now to be dominant. The Miami Heat has not been good to the Philadelphia 76ers over the years. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Butler used to be in Philly with Joel Embiid. We know their relationship, but do not sleep on Kyle Lowry now with the 76ers, who used to be in Miami. So he understands everything that they like to do from an offensive and defensive standpoint. He's now back paired with his coach that he won an NBA championship with, Nick Nurse. But for Joel Embiid, hey, you got to be the best player on the court. You got to be dominant early and throughout the entire game.
One thing about what you just said about having a coach along the lines of Nick Nurse,
that may be the secret weapon a lot of more people should be talking about in the Eastern Conference, and for my money, the NBA playoffs. Because you have a coach that has a championship ring, and you have a player and players that don't have a championship ring, and you got a guy like Kyle Lowry, part of that basketball team, that understands exactly what Nick Nurse is looking for from his team. And you can transfer that information to the rest of the guys. They're going to look at you and say, he's got something that we want. He's got something that we need. It might be in our best interest to pay attention to Kyle Lowry. Nick Nurse having that kind of championship pedigree and the ability to adapt, not just when it comes to scouting and game planning before the game, but while the game is going on. That's why that team, to me, was a team I looked at and said, man, that's a play-in team that they have a pretty decent run in the Eastern Conference, even as a seventh seed. Not so much because of just Joel Embiid, but because they have a guy like Nick Nurse, Harry Douglas on the sidelines, because I think he matters that much at this time of year for that basketball team.
Well, yeah, coaching always matters, and we seen that last year with the Boston Celtics and how it hurt them, along with some boneheaded plays and decisions that players made. But coaching really hurt the Boston Celtics last season. So Joe Mazzulla this year is looking to make up for some wrongdoings that he may have did a year ago. Nick Nurse, being the head of the spear for this basketball team, is a major positive. But it's not like Eric Spoelstra is some slouch either. Now, I am concerned about the point guard position and Terry Rozier not being there, because that's a defensive and a score that you're taking away. And it's so much more now going to be on Tyler Hero to be able to get it done. And I'm glad he's actually playing in the playoffs, because he didn't last year.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting when that happens, because that was the one thing that definitely hampered Miami when Denver had Nikola Jokic doing his thing, but other guys were able to step up. It could be Jamal Murray one game. It was Bruce Brown another game. They have plenty of guys that could do that. So at least Jimmy Butler now, even with Terry Rozier being out, he does have another guy that is a bucket getter when it comes to Tyler Hero. And they got a coach in the sidelines in Eric Spoelstra that he's no joke either. That guy's going to be in the Basketball Hall of Fame when his career is all said and done, when he has a chance to be inducted whenever that tenure ends with the Miami Heat. So I can't wait to see how Tyler Hero, for really the first time, he gets a chance to show exactly why Miami believes in him and why they want to continue to believe in him. He has that chance to be that perfect Robin, hopefully, if you're a Miami Heat fan, to the Batman that you have when it comes to Jimmy Butler.
Now, on the opposite side of Tyler Hero, when you have a guy like Tyrese Maxey, Maxey is another guy that has to have a field day.
Yes.
You don't have a Terry Rozier on the court, there's no way no one for the Miami Heat should stop you or impede you from doing anything that you want to do on the basketball court tonight.
He's Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman, together on Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio. So that's game one of Play-In Wednesday, Eastern Conference style, at 7 o'clock Eastern time. The Philadelphia 76ers taking on the Miami Heat. Game two could be the last one. We talk about the Golden State Warriors, and maybe their dynasty is over. It's time to break up that old gang of theirs when it comes to Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, Steve Kerr, and Draymond Green. I wonder if we can have that conversation a little bit about the Atlanta Hawks in Chicago to take on the Chicago Bulls. That game at 9:30 Eastern time. The winner will face the loser of the Philadelphia 76ers Miami Heat game for the eighth spot in the Eastern Conference playoffs. Trae Young has gone through a lot in Atlanta in terms of having that star happening that quickly.
Well, he's been through a lot of damn coaches, I'll tell you that.
Well, he's definitely been through a lot of coaches. And if you're Trae Young, you probably think, just give me one. And they hope that they have the right guy, Quinn Snyder. The jury is still out on that. We know what kind of success he had in Utah. That has gone begging. That pocket is empty, at least so far, with the Atlanta Hawks. But many people wonder, if they're not able to beat the Chicago Bulls, after getting into play-in, not getting out of the play-in, that maybe, just maybe, I wonder if they're going to think about moving on from Trae Young in the offseason.
It's a possibility. I'm not going to sit up here and say it's not on the table, because you want to weigh all your options. And when I look at the Atlanta Hawks, I ask myself, like, what direction are they going in, right?
Right.
And when Trae Young was out, I thought the basketball team really kept things together. And you've seen some bright moments. I mean, they beat the Boston Celtics twice. That was without Trae Young. Right. And I think you've seen a lot more other people be able to flourish. But let me not say Trae Young will be missed, because he's just a different type of player. Right. He's a guy that can give you buckets, and he lives and breathes for these moments. The moment that I could remember the most is, you know, when he went into Madison Square Garden and they wanted to chant, Trey is balding. And at the end of the game, he hit a three-pointer and decided that he wanted to bow in the crowd, which I love, because we know Gotham City loves a villain. And Trae Young played that role so well.
So now, tonight, when they go into the Windy City in Chicago that Michael Jordan built, I want them to chant, "Trey is balding," so he can bust your ass. Mic dropped.
Well, they're not going to do that, number one. So they're not going to give you a wish. Chicago Bulls fans are not going to do that because I still want it. They want some of the guys on their basketball team around when it comes to what we have not seen from the Bulls that they thought they were going to see with Billy Donovan as their head coach. But it does have that question out there because he loves center stage. He is going to have that center stage. You get a chance to win in Chicago. You get your team to a Friday night with the center stage. It's going to be there again. Trey Young is a bright lights, big city kind of guy. And the bigger the and brighter the lights are, the more he wants to show that he can flourish, not diminish in those situations. Because we've seen him have those moments of flourishing. And we saw it full fold. His second year in the NBA, we got his team all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals before he got injured and they ran out of gas against the Milwaukee Bucks. This could be the perfect opportunity for a Trey Young to rebuild whatever kind of misgivings they may have about him in that organization. I don't believe people in the city of Atlanta, the fans of the Atlanta Hawks, have any kind of misgivings about him because he makes them must-see TV. If he's not playing, they have nice players. They don't have anybody like him that a lot of people want to see. If he has a chance to ball out and you beat Chicago and then you win on Friday and you get into the NBA playoffs, that might go the best way and a long way for the Atlanta Hawks to say, maybe we don't need to move on from him. We know we're going to get a good haul if we do, but maybe, just maybe, since he doesn't want to leave, why are we trying to push a guy out the door that wants to stay here and continue to make this organization matter in the city of Atlanta?
And I would say the flip side to it all, too, Freddie, is that when you look at a talent like Trey Young, you can get a lot of capital for him, right? Mm-hmm. Whether it's players and also draft picks. And if you can accumulate a lot that you feel like is going to take your organization in a different direction or the direction you may want to be going, if you're the Hawks front office, do you turn that down? Can you pass that up?
Interesting decision based on what may happen tonight and on Friday involving Trey Young and the Atlanta Hawks. Like we mentioned, it is play in Wednesday, Eastern Conference style. Catch both games on ESPN. 7 o'clock game, Philadelphia hosting the Miami Heat. The 9:30 game, 30 minutes after that one is done, in Chicago, the Chicago Bulls hosting the Atlanta Hawks. As a matter of fact, that game is on ESPN Radio, meaning the Bulls and the Hawks. Coverage begins at 9:30 Eastern time, so be there and do not miss out. More of your calls on Devin Kane, our associate producer's comedy routine. That's going to be the end of the news because you got plenty to say about how well he did. At 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Your call is the next on Freddie and Harry, presented by Progressive Insurance on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
The Freddie and Harry Podcast.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
It's the Wednesday Groove with our known as Freddie and Harry. I'm Freddie Coleman. He is Harry Douglas. Thanks for joining us on Sirius XM Channel 80. Don't forget about us and tune in. And always tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. We know each and every night around this time that you had things to do. You had to take care of those things. You had to handle it and not let it handle you. You can't say to yourself, I need to know everything. Lucky for you, that's where Freddie and Harry come in.
They may not be the top stories of the day.
In other news.
But you need to be in the know. This is In Other News.
So you take over In Other News, courtesy of our man Devin Kane, our associate producer. Now, like we mentioned, he was the one out of the four horsemen involving me, Harry Douglas, Shannon Penn, our producer, and Devin Kane, that whoever did not finish anywhere in the top three when it came to the NCAA tournament bracket. If you were that bottom feeder at number four, you had to do a stand-up comedy routine for at least 3 minutes. Devin Kane knocked it out of the park when he did in the 5 o'clock hour, and we replayed it early this hour for 4.5 minutes. We've gotten plenty of great responses on Twitter, Coleman ESPN, and at HDouglas83, but how about you on the phone, on the Freddie and Harry calling line, 888-SAY-ESPN, that is 888-729-3776. One of our new favorites is Mardi Gras Bob in New Orleans. Mardi Gras Bob, what do you think about Devin Kane's stand-up comedy debut on national radio for the first time?
Devin Kane, I'm going to give him the highest honor from the 504. And it goes a little something like this. Who that say they going to crack them jokes? Devin. Who that say they going to crack them jokes? Devin. He was awesome. I watch a lot of comedy. This guy might want to think about doing AlaskaComedy.com lessons, because I think he might have a future for a sideline job.
Mardi Gras Bob, I just want to let you know I got something for you. Don't think I'm going to let you get away with what you just did.
What happened?
I got something for Mardi Gras Bob.
What'd he do?
You know that's what the Saints be saying. Who that said they going to beat them Saints?
What's wrong with that?
I got Mardi Gras Bob.
He's allowed to root for his team just like you're allowed to root for yours.
He cut me right there. He cut me with a little blade.
Well, hey, sometimes things happen in rivalries, my friend. You got to handle it or be handled.
Yeah, I got to handle this.
All of a sudden, Bob brought that into the table, and suddenly Harry Douglas is offended, as far as that goes.
Every last ounce.
See, you're not helping. Stop. Zoe in Ohio. What do you think about our man Devin Kane and his great stand-up comedy routine that we replayed earlier this hour?
Devin tore it up. I mean, hey, you know how people say, don't quit your day job?
Mm-hmm.
He's got a future on the side with that.
Need more zeros.
So you're already trying to have Devin Kane walk into the office and potentially lose a job. See how you are, Harry?
Not with great representation.
That is true. That's where representation comes in. If anybody would know about that, it would definitely be you as far as that goes.
Here, I'm going to have my people call your people, okay?
And maybe we can
work something
meet
out.
In the middle.
Yeah.
You call my friends, and I'll call your friends, and together we can all be friends.
We can do this every weekend.
Exactly, and get Devin more money as far as that goes. Biscuit in Chicago, what do you think about our man Devin Kane's comedy routine, doing stand-up for the first time ever anywhere and doing it on national radio?
Family, it's been a long time. Dev, hell of a job, Dev. Hell of a job. Tomorrow, when you come in the studio, they need you to play some theme music and some sunglasses, and you just pimp on through that boy like Shaft. You hear me?
I love it. I love it.
Shaft,
play my theme music.
what would be your theme music based on that, Devin Kane? What would be your theme music?
Uh-oh.
Probably something like Irish River Dance or something like that.
I doubt it.
Get out of
seriously.
Here, bro.
There ain't no way.
There's no way
a River Dance number is your walk-up or your theme song.
I mean, I'm 88%
song.
Irish.
I understand that. My last name is Coleman. I'm not
but
doing
we,
any
But
River
we also
dance.
Know you, Dale.
Thank you.
Yeah, probably some.
Come on. There you go.
There's a reason why you got brother in front of Dale.
With an A, not an ER.
Facts.
What did we say yesterday? Like 50 Cent Many Men probably is what I go for.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Although I'm kind of partial. I think my favorite 50 Cent one is with Mobb Deep when they do that. Out of control. Oh, you don't know that one?
No, I'm trying to
out of control.
Play it in my head.
Fantastic
I
cut.
I pick Many Men just because it kind of the lyrics resonate with me. It's kind of similar to how I grew up.
Okay.
Get
I don't even know the answer to that question because I got so many questions based on that statement right now. Rich in Virginia, 888-729-3776 on Freddie and Harry and ESPN Radio. Rich, our man Devin Kane, he was that man. He didn't need many men. He was that man with that stand-up comedy routine. He knocked it out of the park, and we replayed it early this hour. Rich, what did you hear? What did you like? What did you not like?
Hey, look, man, I heard it in the 5 o'clock hour, and I can't unhear it. Now, Freddie, every time I hear your voice, I keep hearing the clips. Hey, bro, I've been laughing for an hour and a half. I can't get it out of my head.
Yo, Rich, which one? Rich, which clip do you like the best? The first one? We can play it again for you real quick.
Oh, man. Nah, the banging on the man was like.
I don't like banging on a guy.
Of course.
Stop it, you guys.
Of course that one would stop the show.
That was crazy.
That would definitely be the one that would get people's attention. Of course that one.
Hey, yo!
Oh, just trying to be big in the community, and that's how you guys do me. Stop it. Never mind. Kevin in Texas, my friend.
Real big.
Extremely. We're going to go extremely Kevin in Texas. Kevin, what do you think about Devin Kane's stand-up comedy routine, my friend?
I appreciate the Four Horsemen. I appreciate the show. And I'll just tell you the family that makes up the show. But I will tell you that roasting the family, which people you all know, is a little different than stand-up comedy. So I think it was very good, but right. Stand-up comedy and roasting are two different things. Now, we can all roast each other. Everybody we know, everybody you all know that listens to the radio knows y'all. That's a little easier to do than straight-up stand-up comedy. Yeah. I'll throw you a roast. You know, Harry talks about Love Friday, and I appreciate this. It's clean, guys. I appreciate Harry talking about Love Friday all the time. It's a great segment. But sometimes he who talks a big game may not have a big game.
Oh, Kevin! Mine is like 2.5-3 inches long. There you go, Dale. Punchline!
You set me up. I saw your face. You set me up.
Punchline!
100% setup as far as
see,
that
that's
goes.
That's a good 100%. Setup, man, right there.
That's me. Now, I mentioned Out of Control by 50 Cent and Mobb Deep, and Harry said he doesn't remember it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's my favorite jam by 50 Cent. With Mobb Deep coming in with him, as a matter of fact, that's my favorite one. So I said, wait a minute, I know Harry's heard that one before, as far as that goes. I know you had to have heard that one. So that's my favorite.
I love Wangsta, too. Wangsta's a good one.
Think how many careers he literally killed with that song.
I know.
50 Cent, when he came out with it and he directed it at one particular person, and people started to use that and directed it at the same person when it came to that. There's no doubt Devin was not a wankster when it came to his stand-up comedy routine. He was a gangster, not a wankster, when he did his thing.
Real quick, right. we got one more clip that I wanted to play.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, here it is.
Okay. That's why we do this on Freddie and Harry. We don't mind busting on each other because at a certain point we can pivot like this.
Pause.
And sometimes it's the op as far as that goes. Everett Eaton comes your way next after the Bulls versus the Hawks. This has been Freddie and Harry on the mighty ESPN Radio. Take care, God bless, and keep cool.
Thanks for listening to the Freddie and Harry podcast on ESPN Radio. You can also listen to Freddie and Harry live weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on Sirius XM Channel 80. You can also watch and listen on the ESPN app. The Freddie and Harry Podcast.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.